The following is a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.
All right, welcome back to Curry and Claypool, our second segment. I know you wanted to talk about the Meghan Trainor thing.
It's fine.
Maybe after October 8th.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you could, you know, you just get on someone's Facebook page or their social media and it paints a picture.
Yeah, well, this is a medical condition.
So,
okay, so let's...
If I wanted to go, I met this woman, right? She's just wonderful. I haven't, by the way, I'm setting up a story in case you're watching this for some other reason. And I want to make your dinner, I want to make your family a dinner.
Well, she's got kids?
Mom, dad. No, just mom, dad. Maybe your brother and sister's in town.
It's okay, family.
It's
yeah,
the holidays. Mm-hmm. And I want to do something nice for you. Mm-hmm. I want to make, I can cook pretty good.
Yeah.
And I want to make you dinner. I enjoy cooking, but I don't love cooking.
Right.
I'd much rather go out and eat at a restaurant than make my own meal. But I do enjoy the final process. So I want to make you dinner. Right. And I said, I'm going to make you dinner. And she says, "No, I've already got it made. I made it last night. I put it in the freezer, and we got us covered." What do you think I say?
Okay.
I go, "Thank you."
Yeah.
That's really nice. She knows.
Yeah.
That I was trying to do something nice.
Right.
It's a thought that matters.
That's right.
She appreciates that.
But
she's already done.
Yeah.
She's like, "It's going to be a pain. We're going to have people here. I don't, you know." That way
right.
You don't have to worry
and
about
you say thank you, which is really good versus doing that.
I would say thank you, first of all, out of appreciate you. And second of all,
next time.
Thank you so I don't have to cook.
Okay.
I'm like,
yeah.
Because no one wants to cook unless you're Emma Lagasse or Paula Deen. No one loves to cook. I know some people, I love to cook. Well, you know why most people like to cook? Because they're by themselves in the kitchen by themselves. They don't have to deal with anybody. That's why a lot of people like to cook over the holidays, because they don't have to deal with the other crap in the other room with the aunts and uncles that they haven't seen in 3 years.
Right. Okay.
I go...
Yeah.
That's exactly what a woman feels like when a man picks up the check. So.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
Are you going to say this at night?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah. That's exactly what a woman feels like when a man picks up the
relief?
Check.
Relief?
She's trying. Oh, yeah.
Why?
No one wants to spend money. No one wants to spend money.
Oh, God.
No one wants to spend more money.
So you think that she's relieved because she doesn't want to spend the money?
I'm using an analogy here. Or no one wants to spend, or no one wants to spend all day in a kitchen. That's my point. You're taking something off their plate that perhaps is going to be a little difficult,
no,
and you're like, "Thank you."
No.
So when a guy and a girl are having dinner,
yeah,
and they're solo, maybe she asked him out to dinner,
yeah,
whatever. We're going to go through the whole etiquette of who gets to pay or whatever. Then you say, "I got this." She's probably like, "Thank you. I appreciate it. I know I asked you out. I wanted to take care of you. I know you did, but I got this." And the feeling of mutualness here and what you were trying to do for me is accepted. And I appreciate that. And I thank you for that.
Yes.
But I got this. I got this.
Right.
You're not stealing anything off her plate.
No, but as long
she's happy because she didn't have to spend $300
for
dinner.
That's the part you got to stop. That is not, if you're saying that the reason that she's happy is because she didn't have to spend the money, I think you're completely wrong.
It's one of the reasons. It may be a small percentage.
No, it's not, because you don't go you don't go out on a date hoping that they'll pay because you don't have the money.
No, you don't.
That's not wrong.
What I'm saying is she probably appreciates it. She's because you're picking up the tab.
Appreciates the gesture.
Yes.
And the money and what you said, which to me makes it okay, is. If she's saying, I'm going to pay, and you do the, no, I got it. This is the critical moment. If she says, okay, thank you, I appreciate it, great, you're done. If she says, no, I insist, I asked you on a date, then you as the guy say, thank you very much. You don't pull the, no, like at this point, if she is making a direct statement, you have offered, she has said no.
Yep.
No, then you don't look better as a guy by getting, you know, more, no, not even angry, no, I insist. She has already said that she's going to do it. You've already offered. She's already said that she's going to do it.
No.
Stop. Don't, because you show, here's what you show when you do that as a guy. You show your male insecurity and overcompensation. That's exactly what you're showing.
I have been around
women. Now you can insist. Again, the first time you insist, I think it's absolutely fine.
I have been around a lot of women who have wanted to buy me a dinner.
Yeah.
For whatever reason. Mm-hmm. They've made more money than I have. Maybe it's my birthday, whatever it is. And this is part of my chivalry.
That's fine.
What my dad taught me. And I've never met a woman who gets angry with me because I won't let her.
But times have changed. Times have changed. It's not angry. It's not angry.
And I also know some women who said, I'm picking up dinner tonight. And the guy says, okay. And then they'll talk about it. I went to dinner last night, and I couldn't believe Bob let me pick up the tab. And they can't stop. I'm like,
well, there's a difference between that's two-faced. That's talking out of both sides of your mouth. I blame her on that. If you say that there's a difference between you both going out to dinner.
Yeah.
And
again, let's preface this. It depends on what part of the relationship you're in.
Absolutely.
Let me tell you something. Let's just shoot straight. If you're going on a date, I don't care if she asked you out first, you asked her out first, I don't care where you are early in the relationship. I'm sorry, the guy pays for the dinner. The guy pays for the dinner. The guy opens the door for the woman. A woman doesn't hold a door open. If we're going to be honest here, why didn't she hold my door open? Why? It's chivalry.
A man
picks up the damn tab. That is the way it goes, and that's the way it's always going to be.
You sound like
an
old fart.
I do, but
there's
I don't know a woman who doesn't appreciate it.
No, but there's not, again, the gesture, yes. The gesture, yes. To say.
And if a guy doesn't have the money, then you need to pick something, and you need to get a frozen pizza and have a
absolutely, house. I agree
whatever,
with
that. Whatever it takes.
I agree with that, too.
And guys are faced with that, particularly at proms and stuff.
I agree with that, too. Right. They ask
but
the parents.
Guys pick up the tab. And when I talk about driving and stuff, you know I'm being kind of funny.
Yeah.
But I'm kind of like, that's...
But that's your thing, because you're... Let's use the driving.
If we give a flat tire, am I sitting in the car?
No.
If your girlfriend says, I got this, I've changed a tire before. I'm not going to let her change the tire.
No.
I'm not.
You're going to... No, but you're... But...
And it doesn't mean that I don't think she's capable of doing it.
Here's the difference. And this is where, as guys, we think we live 50 years ago. Here is the difference. The tire changing is a great example. If she says, I'm going to change the tire, and she, you know, boom, I got this, I change tires all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And you say, no, 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 I'm going to change the tire. Okay, which is, at that point, you're fine.
Yeah.
She says, no, I got this. Then what you do is you go and help. What you don't do is hold her back, because what you're doing is now you're being disrespectful. You're being 100% disrespectful, because what you're saying is,
I understand that.
You can't do that.
And I've never met that woman.
No, well, so let's,
unless she works at Express Oil Change on weekends.
But listen.
No, she works at Express Oil Change. I'm like,
go. But listen, the same thing goes.
It doesn't exist.
It does exist. So don't do that, because it does exist. Let's go driving. Driving's a great example. And you know this. I'll use mine. Jules is a better driver than I am. I am not a great driver.
Well, I've been married for over 25 years.
Yeah, but this was in the beginning.
Yeah, but you know.
This was in the beginning. I am not a great driver.
You scared the shit out of her when you drive.
You know what? Yes, because
I'm driving.
Well, I'm born and raised in Southern California. I've never driven in weather.
Yeah.
Right? Got out here, thunderstorms, whatever. And Jules is driven in everything, in snow and sleet and ice and stuff. And she's just a better driver, right? There are some people who are better drivers. In my family, my daughter is a better driver than my son.
Yeah.
Just better, not more cautious.
Uh-huh.
And so early on, no, I'm going to drive. And I don't even like to drive that much. I don't hate it, but I don't like to drive. It became very clear that my driving made her uncomfortable,
mm-hmm.
right? I don't love driving. And rather than pull the, I am the man, I'm going to drive, which if you know my wife, that ain't going to go over very well anyway.
Yeah.
She's like, no, I got this. I'm going to drive. When we go on long trips, I drive pieces of it.
Mm-hmm.
But she does most of the driving. I do the unpacking. The pulling the I'm the man, I the drive thing is it only works once. What I mean by that is you offer. Again, like you said, you go on a date, you open the door, all that kind of stuff. But when you push, my thing is, when you're pushing back against a woman who is wanting to do these things, no, I want to pay for the dinner. No, I want to drive. It's not you being chivalrous. At that point, you're being disrespectful. To me, there is a difference.
There's a game being played there as well, though. And there's a lot of women that really appreciate a man saying, I got this, let me handle it. And she's like, thank you, I appreciate it. And 99% of the time, it's one of those situations where they're like, I really appreciate it. It's not to say they're throwing that out there and hoping he says, I insist on paying the tab or changing the tire. But in most cases, they appreciate that.
What about the flip side? What is the flip side? We've talked about this. What is the flip side? You're planning to pay for dinner. Mm-hmm. Well, it's like the making dinner. You're planning to pay for dinner. And she said, no. I asked you for dinner. I want to pay.
I had a woman one night. And when she knew I paid for dinner. I always took care of dinner. And she wanted to buy dinner. And she actually got with the maitre d' before we sat down.
So you wouldn't do it.
So I wouldn't do it. Right. She went up to use the bathroom, paid the tab.
Do that all
and
time.
And
yeah.
Man, she got it good that night. I took care of
it. But would you be... grateful? Like if she said no,
I was incredibly grateful, but I said that's not going to happen.
But yeah, see, that's so like that's no. I mean, so well, listen.
We're talking early relationships because on Fox 6 we're going to talk about early. So another example I talked about the car commercial. We perception and perception is reality.
I'm that guy.
Bob's a little queasy. His buddy's on the motorcycle and he's like, "You big puss."
Bob
can't even drive a car. I'm on a motorcycle. Okay.
Yeah.
So the extra chewing gum commercial. Playing like hell right now because there's a lot of first dates, there's a lot of proms, it's springtime.
I haven't seen it.
Maitre d' comes to the table, there's a guy and a girl sitting at the table, they've just met at this restaurant together. He didn't pick her up, they met.
Uh-huh.
Is it going to be separate or together?
What does he say?
You see the guy's face and he's like, well, Bob, make the right decision. She's looking at him going, you better pick up the tab. You better pick up the tab. And he's like, and he's looking off. It's a funny commercial. He's looking off. He's like, Bob has 5 seconds to not ruin this date. And he's like, I've got it. And she's like, she smiles.
But that's what dates are, okay?
But that's another perceptual thing. Not in a million years would he say, she asked me out. Or I met her.
No, but you're cheating.
If you walk in on the first date and you say separate checks, you ain't going to have a second date.
No,
period.
But you're missing it. You're missing
it. I'm not missing it. I'm just telling you.
What I'm saying is you walk in on seven, you walk in and you both meet. You both meet in that restaurant. And you haven't discussed we're going to each pay our own way. Because that is a thing. Listen, and I have a son and I have a daughter. And my daughter has at times, depending on the date,
Your daughter's very independent. She's very smart.
Because you're saying, look, on this one, I don't want any. I want this to buffet.
Yeah.
But if you go in and nobody has said anything, then as much as, if I'm a guy, I'm insisting to pay, mm-hmm. which is great. But at the same time, if she says, I'm going to pay, or if she says, let's split it after you say you're going to pay, you're done.
Yeah, if she says she wants to split it, you're not having a second baby.
But I do think you have to, as a male, you have to respect them as a person. You can be chivalrous, you can open the door, you can do these traditional things, mm-hmm. you can offer to pay, but you must respect them either countering it, saying that they would like to pay, saying they want to split, those kinds of things, because times have changed. And listen, for all we know, depending on how old you are, she may be making 6 times what you make.
No, that's fine.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
It's
not based on what you make. I mean, if
you're a guy and you don't.
If we did that, I mean, how many people, if we have people go out to lunch at work and the boss, people just say that the boss takes you out.
Oh yeah,
he's making 10 times more. He's paying.
Oh yeah, well, because boss.
You know that's horseshoey. I mean, if someone invites you out to dinner, then you pay your own way.
But
you don't expect someone to.
Wait, pay someone invites
you. Every time we go out with Bob on Thursday nights, he always picks up.
So
the
someone invites you to dinner, but if it's a date,
I want to treat you out to dinner.
But I don't want to see.
I don't want to take that away from her. I know that's important to her, and it may be one of those things where it happens. Maybe once. And that's fine. But normally I would communicate and say, listen, it'd make me feel really comfortable and it'd make me feel really good.
See, but that's, and that's you. But you're a good guy.
If I can, I'd love to pick up the tab. Well, so, I appreciate that, but I've got. And if that's going to be a storm starter, if that's going to be something, then we probably.
But here's one thing that you just did, which I think is important for any couple in any relationship. You have really good communication skills. You just said it right here and it may have gotten slipped through. What you said is, this would make me really happy. I would really like to do this.
And I think it shows early in a relationship, Josh, too, that you're willing to honor and be a giver.
Yes.
If you got a guy, if you're going to dinner the first time and he wants to split it, what's he going to be like in the bedroom? No. I'm just saying. I'm just, you know.
And if you're saying.
If he wants to take care of you, maybe I should put it this way. Guys want to take care of the girls. It makes us feel good. It validates our experiences. It does.
I know, I'm smiling because it's true.
We validate our experiences with this and with this.
We feel important.
And so let me do this for you. Whether I'm insecure or not, it's not the point. The point is, I want to take care of it. I know you asked me out, and I appreciate that. It may be my birthday or something.
You're actually saying the words.
Yeah.
And that, for a lot of guys, they don't have the courage to say that. Yep. You're being sensitive, Paul, man.
How old is it there? 21, 22?
She's going to be 22.
Okay. If she had just met a guy, she's over in Charleston, she graduates, can't believe it. And she met a guy, and she keeps in touch with you because you're her daddy. I love that. You guys have a beautiful relationship. I hope I can have the same relationship with my daughter.
You do.
And, she's like, I've got a big date tonight. This guy I met through LinkedIn, business, blah, 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 blah. He's super successful. It's going to be great, blah, 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 blah. And they go out and have dinner. And the maitre d' comes up and he says, separate checks. And she tells you that. What do you think about that guy? Be honest.
Oh, I would say that he...
Be honest.
No, be honest.
As her father.
Yeah, yeah, no. I would just say bullshit. I would say he's not interested in you. Yeah. Not interested in you. Okay. That's it. If this was a date. Well, first of all, if it was a date. See, this is, again, to me, and maybe this is my old rigid ways. Whoever asks the other person out, if you ask them out and there's no discussion of who's paying.
Well, that's another discussion.
No, but then do you pay?
Yeah.
So if my daughter said, I like this guy, I asked him out. Mm-hmm. I'm taking him to dinner. I told him I'm taking him to dinner.
Yeah.
What would I say to my daughter?
Expect to pay, but hopefully you won't have.
No. You better pay.
I would go as far as to say he probably should insist on paying.
Which is fine.
Early on, if he's going to allow you to pay, I don't think that's a good sign for a guy.
Unless you insist.
Yeah, unless you insist.
This is the insist.
And find out who insists first.
That's going to be a Fox tip. That's going to be a Fox tip. Whoever insists, respect the insist, particularly if it's, you do not want a back and forth.
Yeah.
I don't care if you're the guy or not. If she insists after you've asked, or even after you insist, let it go. Because you're walking your way. Think about this. You're walking your way into conflict that doesn't need to happen.
No, I think we're on the same page.
Okay.
I think you can have a lot of chivalry, and I do think there's some things. Men always drive. They change the oil and blah, blah, blah.
That's true.
But I think a lot of women miss that, and I don't think there's a lot of men out there that do things like that anymore, as much as we used to. And that goes for holding doors open. That goes for bringing a rose when you get the front door.
But don't be clueless about it.
Yeah.
Know the person you're dating. Yeah. Pick up on the signs that they're giving you. Mm-hmm. Because I'm telling you that being too insistent in traditional male roles is a sign of disrespect.
Yeah.
Offering... Absolutely, it's wonderful.
Yep.
Absolutely wonderful. I love the change of tire one. Change of tire one is a great example. If she's insisting to change a tire, you do not tell her she didn't know to change a tire.
All right, so you brought this Meghan Trainor story, and I don't want to talk about the specifics of it, but we'll get into it next. And my whole thing is, why are we even sharing this information?
Yeah, it was.
Why are we talking? I'm trying to figure out what's the angle here.
There's not an angle.
And then if we got time, I want to get into ChatGPT, which is, I don't know if you know about this technology. But
yes, I do.
We'll be on Fox 6. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
Jeez.
Mm-hmm. Let me hit this phone for you. I insist.
No, I insist. No, I got this.
Well, we'll be turning off the phone together tonight or separate. I'm turning off the phone. That's I'll fine. Be back in
Thank
30
you very
seconds.
Much. I
You're welcome.
That.
Now I'm expecting to get some ass tonight.
This has been a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.